Good morning. This is your friend Velma Hagar with her little book, Hidden Treasures in Secret Places. And that book, it has 300 and something, oh, it has more than that because it's got, well, it's got at least 365 pages because it's got one page of encouragement for every day of the year. It's pretty doggone simple, isn't it? You read one page a day for a specific encouragement. And you know, today we're going to talk about something that this one is just near and dear to my heart. And it is about being faithful with the little things. You know, the big things in our life have a way of being cared for. Somehow we don't really let those big things stop us too much. I mean, we kind of make sure they're taken care of. But you know, basically, our life is a compilation of thousands of little things. And these are the things that people tend to let slip by. The little insignificant, you know, oh, let that go, that's not that important. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to bury yourself in trash if you're one that does that. Those little things, you know, the word says, if you're faithful with a little, you'll get a lot. It also says, he who is faithful with a little will be ruler over much. Same thing. It's saying the same thing. So those little things, you know, God never talks about the big things. I think that's interesting. He also says it's the little foxes that spoil the vines. He talks about it over and over and over. And if our God thinks that that's important, by golly, we should think so too. Those little things in life, you know, you can call them low-flying, irrelevant. That is where your power lies. You know, it kind of fits in with the scripture that says, money quickly gotten is quickly lost, but amassed little by little, it has great value. So it's treasure quickly gotten is quickly lost. So, you know, treasure is amassed little by little. I don't know about you, but I find that scripture so absolutely intriguing. Little things mean a lot. Remember the song? Yeah, they do. Little things mean so much because all the little things together compile one big thing. Keep things done, you guys. Be a person that gets up in the morning, makes your bed, step right out of it and make it right now. You know, if you let your bed go and then you go in the bathroom and you have your shower and you drop your towel on the floor and you get your toothbrush out and brush your teeth, you leave your toothbrush and your toothpaste on the counter, and then you go to the kitchen and you get out the toast and you get the butter out and you leave it on the counter, and these are all little things. But can you see what's going to happen to your house by the end of the day if you don't take care of those little things? Stop. Do the little things. Listen to me. You want to be successful in life? Do those little things. I honestly think, you know, I made it pretty doggone good for a woman alone without any child support or a husband. I did it with three kids. And you know what? The single most important thing that I have to share with you is that. I mean, next to God, you got to get God in your life first. That's number one. But in the things that you can personally do, be faithful with the little things. You will find that your life will magnify. Ruler, you will become ruler over much. You know, this is a passionate one for me. I just want to come out swinging when I see people that let little things go. You go and you see their curlers on the coffee table, and you see their coffee left there on the table from yesterday. And those little things, you guys, get them done. Look at me. I'm swinging. I'm pounding the table on this one. I've probably already told you this so many times, but until I see that all of my followers have heard me and say, you know what, Velma? You're right. And not only do you do those little things, do them with excellence, because that is going to also bring success. All right, I think I hammered that one good enough. Now, my book, 5-star rating a whole lot of reviews, and it's a fabulous book. I am absolutely amazed at that book, and I know that you will be too. Amazon.com, Hidden Treasures in Secret Places, Velma Hagar. Until next time, this is Velma Hagar bidding you a blessed day. Take care of all those little things in your life. Bye.